Good morning, MGTOW men. Yeah, I bought the beanie. This Trump lied to me, and I believed him. Doesn't mean I now endorse him. You know, he lied. He lied to me. He conned him and his bunch of fucking Duke cunt buddies. They lied to everybody about everything. So, you know, I'm not going to go all political. It's a good beanie. Oh, it's got Trump on the fucking front. Oh. You know, no. I was an honest person who was honestly deceived. And I believed he was a good man who's going to do good things for the world. And he's just a fucking scumbag. However, you know, the beanie is a good beanie. It's a thin beanie. It's warm. It fits under a few other things, different headwear and stuff that I wear. So, you know, whereas if you get sort of thicker weaves, you know, this is like, whereas that's very, very thin. This starts to take up, you know, you get two times that sort of thickness around your head. And it starts to take up space on tight fits. What is a tight clearance fit? This will fit under it, but the thicker stuff won't. So anyway. And this is the sort of thing, like, especially the people, especially women with their, what is called the Trump derangement syndrome, the TDS. All you fucking morons that are out there putting shit on those crazies, you know. Well, I think that these, mostly women, have a legitimate issue. They just don't have the ability, or they're too drug fucked, or they're just so fucking mental. Some of them are just fucking idiots. They're just sheep that go along with the rest of the morons. But I also think that, you know, a lot of them are so stupid that they've got the right idea, but they can't articulate or assemble the data. You know, they can't say, this is why Trump is a cunt. They just go, Trump is a cunt, you know. So I sort of uphold, and all the people that go, oh, these fucking women, morons, you know, well, you know, that's true. But writing them off, you know, I don't think it's my job or our job or whatever to help these fucking retards articulate their issues. You know, get the pencil and paper, to get a pencil and paper and write down, well, Trump said this, he did that. Trump said this, he did that. Trump's policy was to do this, he's done the complete opposite. Trump has lied about this. You know, and, you know, this is how it impacts me, how it impacts my community, how it impacts the society, how it impacts all the people around the world. You know, so that's, you know, they're too stupid or too fucking lazy, or they, you know. Because one of the things I like about, you know, there are some really good things about Alcoholics Anonymous, and one of them is doing inventory. Unfortunately, these morons said you're only supposed to do your own inventory and not the other person's, and it's like, that's fucking horseshit, because most addicts never think of anybody else but them fucking selves. And it's absolutely necessary to stick yourself under the microscope. But we live as a part of a system. We're children of parents. Some of them, a lot of them, are really crazy and drug fucked and just so fucking dysfunctional. And we live in a society full of crazies and drug fucked and just mad people. And one of the things that's necessary to do is look at everybody's part in the situation and not just my part, you know. Because most of those people, almost all of those people in early AA died drinking. And Bill Wilson, who was one of the sort of co-founders, he kept stuffing, you know, manic depressive, or what they call bipolar. Manic depressive's better, you know, because they go from a state of mania to a state of fucking, you know, roller coaster sort of shit, you know. And but he stuffed down. He was addicted to tobacco, and he kept stuffing down his feelings with his cigarettes. And he died as a result from emphysema as a result of his smoking. And he also left that out, was that, you know, the inventory is ours, not the other man's, you know. And what's really wrong with that, you know, is that we've got to look at everybody's part in the situations and see what we are accountable for, see what we're not accountable for. And say, well, is this reasonable? You know, is it justified, you know? And if we don't know how to deal with these situations, we need to learn how to deal with these situations rather than brushing it off, saying, oh, perhaps they're spiritually sick too, and puffing on more cigarettes and guzzling more coffee and more cigarettes, you know what I mean? And not dealing with anything. And there's a fact of life is that most people who come to AA are fucking stupid. They're drug fucked, they're stupid, they're lazy, they're liars, they're manipulative, they're dishonest, they're always trying to, oh, you can't say this, you can't say that, you can't do this, you can't do that, you know what I mean? And, you know, they die. So, you know, do I care? No. You know, not at all. Maybe just a little bit, but it's like, well, you know, every day in the back of the newspaper, there's, you know, like a thousand or 10,000 people a day going in the births, deaths, and marriages fucking thing. You know, there's 10,000 people die a day, and they mean nothing to me. They're in my personal and intimate relationships, and I can feel sad about that, but for the most part they're just nameless, faceless fucking nobodies who didn't fucking try, made no effort, lied, bullshitted, scammed, and then fucking necked themselves. They went back out using and died, you know. And that's, you know, you've got choices, you've made bad choices, you had bad outcomes, these are the consequences of your own thinking and acting, and it's not my fucking problem, you know. So anyway, after forgetting how we got into that, you know, oh, there's the camera, that's there. Not up there, there. So that's, anyway, I forget fucking whatever.